It's another episode of the Shooting USA podcast from the 2017 SHOT Show in the Sands Convention Center, once again in the Smith & Wesson booth. This time, my guest is my friend, Jerry Zlotkowski. Jerry, you're playing the role for me as the everyman on the street, getting all the way around this show, because obviously I can't make all of the rounds here and see everything. So you and I talked about this early. Jerry's going to get around for us and see what is new and what has a real impact on him. Welcome, Jerry.
Thank you, John. It's really an honor finally to be here. We've been friends for a while, and kind of how the joke of a conversation becomes reality without really trying.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you want to be on the podcast, you're on the podcast. Yeah, I got Jerry in here. Jerry is retired law enforcement out of South Dakota, just to tell the people a little bit about your background, and has been coming to the SHOT Show for many years, 5 years, and we're in a position where he has a lot of know, and he has a nose for the new stuff. So let's just kick it right off. What have you seen that's remarkable?
Well, first off, the attendance, of course. You know, it's just an unbelievable amount of people.
You bet.
Not really a surprise to anybody. But what amazes me and inspires me is, you know, you and I have talked about before, is the number of things that continue to come to be improved and that are new or a redesign of an old product. For instance, I'm an AR Black Rifle guy, as you and I have talked about more than once.
Sure.
Lewis Machine and Tool, our friends over there, have come up with an ambidextrous AR, complete rifle, also available as a lower. They call it the Mars LS, really nice package. Complete rifle, about 1,100 MSRP suggested. And the controls on both sides do work.
Yeah.
So there are some ambidextrous lowers out there that don't have a bolt hold open device. This one you can do both. I mean, this truly will serve anybody, whether you're left-handed, right-handed. I happen to like an ambidextrous lower because when I'm shooting my AR, I like to be able to have control of my bolt from the right side as well as my mag catch. This time they've done it both, and they've also flared the mag well. Really nice design.
You bet.
That was the first thing I saw. And of course, you know, Kimber's on fire with that K6S.
Yep.
Really have done a nice thing. Spoke with the folks over there. Nice New York company back from where I'm from originally. They have a night sight version now. All the improvements that they made this year were things that they heard directly from their customers.
You bet.
They took this to heart. The original finish that they had last year, some people had given some feedback that it was a little bit too much shiny for their carry gun, so they went with a more brush finish, a little bit more toned down version. Very nice. Still have one with the standard sights, have one now with night sights. As I said, they have a deluxe model, highly polished, nice wood grips, and that's called the DCR, the Deluxe Carry Revolver. And they also have one, that Crimson Trace, who they've long partnered with on their 1911s. They now have a Crimson Trace laser grip with the instinctive activation for the K6.
Yeah.
Should be coming to market. They're getting production ramped up, so we probably should be seeing them mid-year sometime. And, you know, suggested retail somewhere in the $800 to $900 for the basic model and a little bit higher for the others.
Sure.
Really nice stuff. Bond Arms. Went down there yesterday, and I've known Gordon Bond for a while. Pretty nice guy. Kind of the innovator when it comes to those Derringer-style over-under revolvers. I carried one as a backup gun on patrol, and he's got a new one now. It's for the purposes of SHOT 2017, he's calling it the Texan.
Okay.
All right, and this is 45 Long Colt 410 over-under. Mm-hmm. Six-inch barrel, though. It's the longest barrel he's ever tried, and it was just one of those things where they sat around one day and said, hey, what would it look like if it had a six-inch barrel on it? Well, they did it, and now they're running a name contest, so you can submit your submissions.
Yeah.
They're going to take a look at it after SHOT Show and decide. And whoever gets the gun to make it their namesake will have their name on it.
Wow.
And he's also putting the feelers out for people that if they want to buy it and their name wasn't selected, they will personalize it with the name that you suggested at no charge if you buy the firearm.
Oh, cool.
So suggested retail to be determined, and that's still going on, but a real nice thing. And he's always got something new. He's also got another one on some of the standard ones. He's got a color case hardened, but since it's stainless steel, it's kind of an acid etching. It looks exactly like color case hardening. Really nice setup there.
You bet.
The other thing that a lot of people, for some reason, probably don't pay much attention to is our SHOT Next exhibitors up on, you know, the next level above us.
Right.
These are all the people that are coming here that want to exhibit here but can't for one reason or other, or they're trying something out, revision new products, or even people that have been building and doing things for years and just decided to finally start showing up here. And Shot Next is a little company up there called Roberts Defense. We all know that the AR world is a very common thing. 1911s, you know, 100-plus year design. Not a whole lot of improvements you really could make on it, but Roberts Defense, they are making about a dozen models, all hand-fitted, hand-done, one gun, one gunsmith. They don't want to say they're like Nighthawk. They don't want to say they're like Wilson, but they have their own niche in the market. All suggested retail under $2,000.
Okay,
very,
wow.
And really nice, very nice quality. I've handled all their guns. These were some pre-production prototypes. Some were ready to go. SOG Knives, a favorite of mine, have four new multi-tools for 2017. It was just down there this morning. They're called the Q1, the Q2, Q3, and Q4. All different applications. They all have, but some has nut drivers, all have blades, all have, you know, bottle openers, things like that, wire cutters, pliers, all the different multi-tools, but they all have different applications, but they are all the width of maybe about three pencils wide.
Wow.
And a very, very good application. Really not much longer than, say, a pocket knife with a 4-inch blade.
Sure.
All right, and about as wide. So made to fit.
Lightweight, small, yes, easy to carry.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. The Q4, that one has a nut driver, bi-directional, comes with the different bits.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, you know, whether it be a screwdriver or anything else like that, that one actually has a leather case to keep the bits in and all the assorted things. Really fantastic design. And they came out with the switch pliers a couple years ago, and that was a really big hit. I'm a real Benelli fan. With a Benelli. My wife, Stacy, has a Super Black Eagle. Her son has a Super Black Eagle.
Yep. I've got an M2.
Yeah, you got an M2. Well, you know, the news of this year, the Super Black Eagle 3.
You bet.
All right, fantastic. I mean, and the camo patterns, Realtree Max, you know, which is something they've been doing, standard black. And then, of course, this one, which is the Gore Optifade Waterfowl Timber.
Right.
That's a really fantastic color.
Yep.
I mean, even though I'm not really a waterfowl hunter, I'd probably just get it because it looks cool.
You bet.
And MSRP under $2,000.
Awesome.
All right. 28-inch barrels, what they had on display. And they never disappoint. I mean, first it was, you know, the 828, the Ethos, and now it's this.
Yep.
So they never disappoint.
Everything's right from Benelli.
Absolutely.
When they put it out, it's right.
Yes. And even though it may not be at the timing of us consumers liking, it's always worth the wait.
You
I've
bet.
Never been disappointed.
You bet.
Liberty Armory.
Okay.
This is my biggest surprise. I was tipped off to this by somebody else who I just happened to run into at SHOT Show from time to time. Liberty Armory, they're a upstate New York company, and they are building M14 and M1A scale rifles dedicated from the ground up in 22 long rifle.
Wow.
And the untrained eye would have a hard time spotting it.
Yeah.
Very, very good. They are actually built on a 1022 frame chassis. The weight is pretty much exactly the same as the real deal rifles.
Mm-hmm.
They, cosmetic-wise, it's fantastic. And being that they're using a proven chassis, you know, on a 1022.
Mm-hmm.
That's a proven design. Millions of them out there. They don't fail. Retail, about $699.
Oh, cool.
So, and they're in production and shipping. The M1A version, M14 M1A version, that's new for 2017. We should be seeing those things mid-spring, mid-summer, you know, when they start shipping. Available through normal distribution channels for the dealers.
Excellent.
CRKT. New knife design. This one is something I've never seen. I don't know if anybody else is doing it. This is called the Field Strip. Standard assisted opening folding blade. All right, has deep pocket carry clip on it. They're talking about it coming in kit form so you can interchange blades at some point. This is going to be a knife where you will be able to flip a switch, unscrew it, totally tool-free takedown, tool-free maintenance, and there is no parts that have to be put in small trays to lose. So you can do this in the field, clean it off. There you go.
Wow.
Really nice. Didn't get a MSRP on it. And then it's been said that SHOT 2017 was going to be one of these things. It's going to be the year of the pistol caliber AR.
Yeah, sure.
And I have seen some pretty good examples, but the best one I've seen is Quarter Circle 10.
Okay.
Quarter Circle 10, Texas company, and they have 9mm AR. uses all standard mil-spec AR lower parts. So okay. that way, even though it is a dedicated lower, dedicated for the specific caliber, which is 9mm for now, but they are planning 40 and 45 at some point.
What magazine?
That's the best surprise of all, John.
Okay.
Glad you asked that question. Last round hold open device for all of the designs, but MP5 pattern magazines, Glock and Colt pattern magazines.
Wow.
Not interchangeable. You
right.
have to pick.
It's one or the other or
right.
the other.
But, you know, there's a lot of us that have a lot of modified Uzi magazines that are easily modified for Colt. There's a lot of us MP5 fans out there. And then, of course, Glock magazines or Glock pattern magazines are plentiful.
You bet.
All right. And then, of course, you know, there's cost factor. But they've gotten this thing to work with the design they have, mm-hmm. You know, the 20,000 round test. So, and it's blowback design, so you don't have any gas system to worry about.
Yep.
So that does ease cleaning and maintenance a little bit. Very, very nice. They have it available at SBR mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. So if you want to tax stamp it, you can. You can get it in carbine version. That is also available right out of the gate. And all these are available right now.
Amazing.
Shipping right now. Suggested retail, I believe, is somewhere around the $1,100-$1,200 range.
Okay.
And for Colt Pattern Magazines, X Products is now making they revised their drum, 50-round drum for 9mm.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got the can launcher, you know, for 308.
Sure.
They make a really nice magazine. No plans on going with other with other patterns. They do have one for the MP5, so that would work potentially mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. this, if you know, for us high capacity folks that like that. But no plans to go with a Glock pattern.
Okay.
There's just design things that they haven't worked out yet. It's been a really good show. I really can't complain. Of course, you know, here we are sitting at the Smith & Wesson booth. Our friends at Smith & Wesson are on fire as usual with
you
that
bet.
MP 2.0. And I know this has been generating a lot of buzz. I've gotten my hands on it. And I'm a fan of all polymer everything. Can't complain about what Smith & Wesson has done, in addition to re-releasing some of the old models in the classic line.
You bet.
All right. We got the 66, we got the 686, 629, and a Snubby, which was one of the, actually, that was the first revolver I ever owned.
Right.
That was a Lou Horton special back in the day, which I still had it, but if we knew then what we knew now, right, John?
You bet. Hey, you knocked this one out of the park, sir.
Oh, thank you very
much.
When
I asked you to go find some interesting products and bring back the news, I couldn't have asked for anything better. Really good. So give me some feedback. Let me know what you think of Jerry and how he did for us, and we'll have him on again. Oh, he's got another thing, Jerry.
There is Mossberg. Forgot to tell you about this one.
Yep.
Well, you know, Mossberg's in the modern sporting rifle line now.
Yes.
And did a great job with that. Well, standard equipment in Mossberg's modern sporting rifles is the JM Pro Trigger. About three and a half pound trigger pull, two-stage. I got my hands on this for the first time. Outstanding. Outstanding trigger, and for the retail price, it's suggested of $169. This is definitely something that I don't think can be beat.
Yeah, man.
Drop in trigger, two pins, and have a nice day and go shooting.
Awesome.
Thank you, John.
Great work, Jerry. And just like that, we put another one in the can. It's Friday at SHOT Show 2017.